Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It was really good to see him at Levi's Stadium this past weekend. 95.7 The Game NFL Insider. You see him on NFL Network, radio.com guy appearing on the Dial Pad guest line. And Brian is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body, the Bay Area leader in collision repair. Brian Baldinger, for a little bit of a breakdown here on 95.7 The Game. Brian, thank you very much, man. It was good to see you at Levi's. It was even better to see that defense at Levi's. They needed every inch of it to get past the Steelers with those five turnovers.
Likewise, Damian. Good to see you. Glad you stepped in the booth. Said hello. It was nice. Yeah, it was, there's just not many games, and I don't know what the statistics are, Damian, but there's not many games where any team that turns the ball over five times ever win that game, whether it's home, away, whether it's a quarterback making his first NFL start, doesn't matter. I mean, most teams don't win those games, but the defense constantly rescued them all the way to the final end, all the way to the final Pittsburgh possession when they got the ball out. So if the game was in the balance all the way, it was always in a one-score game almost the whole time. And so while the offense, you know, flittered away a lot of possessions and a lot of great field possession, the defense rescued him. And look, that's what this thing is going to be about, playing complementary football this year. You know, there's going to be days when the defense can't stop somebody and the offense is going to have to outscore them and get in the 30s, and maybe they can do that. And so I thought it was a good obstacle, I thought, last Sunday for the 49ers to win that game, because I don't know in any of recent seasons that the Niners would have won a game where the offense turned it over five times.
I think you're right about that for sure. Let's talk a little bit about this defensive line and how these guys uniquely complement each other.
Well, I mean, first of all, right now, Nick Bosa and D4, to me, they're still kind of getting themselves into shape after missing so much time and having a couple of nagging injuries. So they're not really full-time players yet. But the way that, you know, Robert Saleh is substituting him right now, he's keeping him fresh. And so they have maximized their reps out there. And then DeForest is DeForest. I mean, he's just a beast in the middle. And I guess the big surprise this whole year, from the very beginning, has been Eric Armstead, because we haven't seen him play like this. We know where he was drafted. We know what was expected, but he really hadn't done much. And if somebody said, well, you know, to make room for Nick Bosa and, you know, all the guys that we have here, you know, if they wanted to let Eric Armstead go, I could understand some of that, but they didn't. And he's been a big force. And on the interception where Mason Rudolph threw a bad pass, it was Armstead that was chasing him that forced him into that bad pass. He's been a force. And I think he's finally kind of understood the game, grew into his body, stopped looking like a power forward and more like a football player. And I think the results are what he's demonstrating each weekend.
Is there a lesson to the notion that the 49ers, for all the offensive reputation that Kyle Shanahan brings to a team, found it easier to repair their defense in a quicker amount of time than their offense?
Well, you know, it's really what side of the ball is decided by where you allocate your resources. And if you're number two pick, you know, in this year's draft, and the highest price free agent you brought in at both defensive end and linebacker. I mean, if you're spending your resources on that side of the ball, you're basically making a statement that we're trying to upgrade this side of the ball and make this as strong as possible. And you can make the case that, look, Deebo Samuel's a second-round pick. It wasn't like they ignored it. But, you know, they went to the defensive side of the ball. And the Green Bay Packers have done that. The Buffalo Bills have done that. And you can look at all their records right now and say that they're winning from the defensive side of the ball. You'll see it tonight. You'll see Jair Alexander and Darnell Savage and Rashawn Gary and Preston and Zakaria Smith. You'll see all those guys tonight. And that's what Green Bay did. And, oh, by the way, it's not such a bad thing if you are way up there in the takeaway category, the way the 49ers once were when Vic Fangio was the defensive coordinator, and you're giving short fields and extra at-bats to an offense. Like, that can only benefit the offense. And I think the 49ers have a chance to do that, the way the Packers lead the league in takeaways right now, and an offense that doesn't look, you know, really all that great to me in Green Bay. They got a lot of short fields to beat Denver last week because of the takeaways.
But I guess that's why I was asking it, because, I mean, now you're talking about traditionally strong offensive teams, you know, suddenly going, you know what, even with the way the game seems to be going, our path to quicker success is going counter that rather than trying to follow people.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, look, they have invested heavily in running backs, you know, starting with Kyle, you know, Juszczyk. You know, I mean, so Kyle is there, you know, the running backs, whether it's Tevin Coleman, they've invested heavily there. You know, so you can say, that, yeah, they're going defense now. But, I mean, it's not like Kyle didn't get a lot of the guys that he wanted. He made Kyle the highest-paid fullback in the history of the NFL. And so he's got some pieces. But I do think, your question, I do think it's easier to build up the defense right now if you give it two full years and a lot of resources than I think to build an offense in this league right now. Because there's so many pieces you need on offense to be a great offense.
Brian Baldinger here on 95.7 The Game. As we watch George Kittle become almost a cult-like figure appearing on SmackDown and WWE stuff, like this guy is becoming like America's favorite house guest. Beyond that, he might be America's best tight end. And if we're talking about, well, just catching the ball, one thing, but let's talk about how he run blocks. He is the best tight end in football, Brian. I've seen some shadow box breakdowns of just his blocking assignments, and he destroys guys.
Mm-hmm. He loves it. Well, you know, I did a film session with George last year. His dad was in the film session with us. We did it at the Pro Bowl last year. And, you know, you go to Iowa, you're not getting on the field unless you can run block. I mean, they're not a team that throws it around the yard. Now, they've produced a lot of good tight ends here recently, but you know, you get on the field at Iowa in a two tight end set because you can put your hand in the dirt and you can knock guys off the ball. And, you know, and that's what, you know, he came there at 6'2", 200 pounds and built himself up over a period of time and he got on the field. And I don't think anybody really realized just how powerful he is and how fast he is. But, you know, people kind of didn't realize that about Gronk either. He's a second round pick and they didn't really realize that about him at Arizona. And then he became a Hall of Fame player. And, you know, the thing about George is it's so hard to find true wise, you know, pure tight ends that can line up at the end of the line of scrimmage and knock defensive ends or linebackers off the ball or combo block with your tackle and get to the second level and do it with, like, a tenacity about it. And on days when you're not really throwing it as much as you probably wanted to, like in Cincinnati, and you're running for 260 yards, I mean, watch that guy celebrate his run blocking. It's like he's in the end zone scoring a touchdown. And he's got the best hands on the team. He's got the best hands. He doesn't put the ball on the carpet or on the turf. And he's a great blocker. So if you say to me he's the best tight end in football, I'm not going to argue right now. I would have argued when Gronk was in the league and healthy. But I'm not going to argue it right now.
Is this the best era? I mean, I don't know how far back your history, Jones, goes, but is this the best era ever for tight ends? Because there seem to be about five or six that stand out. And typically, to my memory, the number's been closer to three in any given year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the game has changed. So, you know, when they start flexing the tight ends and they became, you know, real matchup players in the slot, and, you know, I mean, if you put an odometer on George Kittle on a Sunday, he's probably running 4 or 5 miles just going back and forth in motion, just trying to add a man advantage to the run game and things that they do. But, you know, I mean, look, you go around this league right now, and Travis Kelce is an elite player, and Zach Ertz set a record for tight ends and catches. And you could just, you know, you could just keep going on and on and on with the number of guys. And, you know, who is really making a difference right now? Jared Cook led the Oakland Raiders in catches last year. And, I mean, I could bounce around this league right now and you could look at some elite guys and what they do for their teams. And you could say it's a great era. I mean, I saw Dawson Knox, the third-round pick of the Buffalo Bills, catch his first touchdown pass last week. And then I saw him just steamroll some defensive backs in their win. And they just keep coming. O.J. Howard is underutilized in Tampa. So those tight ends that they have in Baltimore are legit. I mean, whether it's Mark Andrews, I mean, you know, if you go to Indianapolis and you look at Eric Ebron and what he did last year, I think it's a really good era. But, you know, these guys are becoming big red zone targets, and they're becoming real focal points of the passing game in a lot of teams.
We got to run here, Brian, but real quick on the way out the door, did school do a good enough job to be Staley's understudy throughout the entire injury? And what do you think the Niners do with the Akilah Witherspoon injury?
Well, Jason Verrett, you know, was awful out there, and they went right at him right away. And I don't know if it was just rust or if he's got anything left with all the injuries. I don't know, but it was not a good performance. So they may have to find something there. And I think, you know, school had the penalties. One of them was just a bad penalty. I mean,
yeah,
just
I thought
a bad
so too.
Call, I
yeah.
thought. I mean, just, I mean, so, you know, John and Kyle will look at that. But I think that when they go to Cleveland next Monday night.
Cleveland's coming here, by the way.
Well, I'm sorry. When Cleveland comes there next Monday night, I believe that Justin School will be the left tackle.
Always good to talk to you, Brian. Thank you so much, man. We hope to see you again real soon.
Thanks, Damon. Thanks, guys.
There he is. Brian Baldinger, one of the best, one of our friends. Really good breakdown at all times. Make sure you follow him on Twitter, @BaldyNFL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.